Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, and some really solid information if you are going to be shipping any packages for the holiday season. We welcome Jim LaMonaco, who is the owner of The Shipping Point. First time having you in here, but we are familiar with The Shipping Point because a lot of Gurney business owners say that you are their Gurney's Got It favorite.
Well, thank you.
So you're like famous around these parts.
Thank you. Yes. Small town hero, I guess.
Yeah, this is a small studio too. So when I say famous around these parts, I just mean these four walls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shush, that went from a compliment to...
I'm kidding, Jim. I am kidding.
Wait, can I pause you real quick?
No.
Shipping Point right here on Grand.
Yes.
Yeah, we're right across from Home Depot there in the freestanding building. Used to be a mattress store next to where the Popeyes is going up right now.
Okay.
Did you guys move?
We did, yes. We used to be down by Six Flags.
Yes. When did you move? Because I live in Gurney, and you just saying that right now, I didn't realize that's where you guys are at.
We moved almost exactly a year ago, November of 2020.
The reason I remember this is because when we first started, we did nothing but cakes,
mm-hmm.
and we brought... bump cakes to people. And I remember I went to Shipping Point and I was like, because I live in the Milwaukee area and I get down here, I'm like, I have no idea where I am right now.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember I brought in a bump cake, big old cake for you guys there.
Yes, we appreciate that. We do get those often and we love them.
Yeah, nothing bump cakes is good too. But we're focusing on The Shipping Point right now.
I've been there, Leah.
I know. It's the busiest time of the year there. Surprising, not really. But what do we need to know about getting our packages where they need to go on time and delivered safely?
So I would start by shipping early this year. Mm-hmm. The carriers are backed up. There's been a lot of, you know, online ordering. People have converted to that who used to go shopping in the stores, and the carriers have just struggled to keep up with it. They're doing pretty good, but we recommend people get in by December 15th if they can. There is still options after that. Of course, it gets a little more expensive and a little less likely to arrive.
Right.
As far as packaging your items go, we can help you with that. We have 100 different boxes in stock.
Favorite part about you guys.
Yes, a lot of people struggle for that.
I have went to, you know, other shipping places and they're like, you know, this is going to cost you $500 because it's awkwardly shaped and you're going to have to put it in this kind of box. And I'm like, I've actually gone to The Shipping Point before and been like, can you guys figure this out for me?
Excellent.
And you did at a fraction of the price. So definitely don't sleep on The Shipping Point because they will save you time and money and help you with how to package those items.
Yes, we have all the different carriers loaded in our system so you can choose with the post office, UPS, FedEx, or DHL for international shipping. So we got options and choices for you.
So not only do you guys have boxes, you sell boxes, packing materials, holiday postage stamps, and even a few gifts from some local places. Can you tell us about the places that you guys carry?
Yes, we have a few local artists we're featuring right now. Beth Lepper does watercolor greeting cards. Buffalo Plaid Studios.
We have some, I know her.
Yeah, she's awesome. We have some really cool laser engraved charcuterie boards,
yeah,
as well as some cool wooden laser engraved ornaments. We're featuring the Shanny's Lonely Olive Tree olive oil in the store, as well as their new olive oil soap, the Nota soap. We have plenty in stock, great last minute gifts and stocking stuffers.
Have you ever had someone come in there and be like, all right, I gotta ship this, and you're like, wow, that's a very weird or difficult thing to be asking to ship?
Yes, lots of those stories. Probably the biggest one that I can remember is a taxidermy peacock.
What?
With, yeah, full plume spread out.
A stuffed peacock,
yes,
like a real.
A real giant stuffed peacock.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Does one ship something like that?
It's really about securing it in the box, right? Movement is the enemy. So we just had to kind of anchor it down to the bottom. It was kind of standing on a wood log so we could... anchor that wood log to the bottom of the box and just kind of float it in there, and then we
where
put
was
it
somebody
on a,
shipping this to?
That actually went to Washington State. Yeah, it was not a cheap endeavor, but the guy had shot it years ago and he was moving out there and didn't trust the movers to haul it safely. So
he was shipping it to himself in his new home state.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we do a lot of that. People moving that.
Yeah.
You know, movers are kind of rough on things sometimes. So.
Now, I just discovered that you guys have a new location, and I'm assuming here, is it a larger location?
It is. Okay. Yeah, we're about 20% bigger than we used to be. We have much better parking where we're at now.
Yeah.
Our old location
I know.
Really
you had like three spots.
Yes, exactly. So now we have like 25 spots now.
Ooh,
much easier to get
upgrade.
In and out of. Yeah.
Do you guys offer even more business services at your new location?
Yeah, we have added some business services. We still have all our print and copy services. We have focused on a little bit more on business printing as people are kind of getting back into the office.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing business cards and brochures and flyers and, you know, manuals and stuff like that. A lot of people are doing their training at home now.
Yeah.
So we're doing a lot of fulfillment of creating those materials
for
and
sure.
getting them out to those new employees.
What is something that people don't know about Shipping Point?
Oh, that's a good question. A lot of people don't know that I live here locally in Gurnee. It's where my family is. My kids are in the school here. Shout out to Louie and Noel. Other than that, that's, you know, I really don't know, to be honest with you. A lot of people don't know the myriad of services we offer. They think we just kind of only do UPS or FedEx, but
yeah.
in reality, we have all the carriers in one location.
And you guys, you mentioned being family-owned and operated, but you guys also do give 10% discount to veterans or active military.
Yes.
And yep. this was one thing that I didn't realize that you guys do there, and that is taking VHS tapes and transferring them to a drive or a DVD. Is
yeah.
that something you guys are still doing?
We do. We have a video conversion service. It does not only VHS, but old reel-to-reel and 8mm and all those old slides. And
this is an off question, but do you know where I could take some old VHSs just to throw them away?
Where no questions are asked?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Never mind.
No, I honestly, I don't. I don't know if those need to be recycled
I
or if they can just go in the trash.
I don't know either. Nobody can help me. It's driving me crazy.
Neighbor's trash can.
Neighbors. No, I don't want. I want. Here's the thing. I want to be green, and I feel like no one is helping me be green. Like, I called the local places trying to see if I could recycle them there, and there's no dates. You have to set a time. I thought maybe I could just drop off. What if I told you that I wanted the VHS transferred to a DVD? Do you throw away the VHS or do you give me the VHS
no,
back?
No, it comes back to you, unfortunately.
Dang it, Jim. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Really do appreciate it. I know you have to get back to the Shipping Point because you guys are already open. So if anybody needs any of your services, go check them out. But before I let you go, and you cannot choose yourself, what is your Gurnee go-to?
My Eye Doctor. Those guys
oh,
are great.
Nice.
Used to be formerly My Eye Expert. And, of course, Gurnee Donuts, Nothing Bun Cakes.
Is it the same doctor there that he also teaches cycling?
Yes.
Teaches
yeah,
cycling.
He was in here once,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Dr. Swofford.
Yes, he's a fun guy.
And you're talking about eyes, and I'm like, that dude's ripped. What are we talking about eyeballs for?
Because he cycles.
Right.
All right, Jim, thank you so much.
Thank
Gurnee's
you.
Got It does continue next on 102.3 XLC.